It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is Breakfast with Bossy and Brandy, powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Land Pride attachments, and experience game-changing sound this season with Sonos. It is Anzac Day, such a special day for Australia and New Zealand. Thank you for spending some of it with SEN 1170, a man who is spending some time with us now. Played 104 games with Terry Hill, who we are remembering this morning. Mark Spud Carroll, great to chat, my friend.
Good morning, man. Yeah, sad day yesterday. Sort of had to sit down and I was a bit in shock. I must say I haven't seen Terry for many, many years, but straight away you think of good times, don't you? In sad times. But, you know, it's crazy how you meet people. I met him in 1990 when I got to South Sydney, and I remember I said to Sean Gallagher, I said, "Who the hell is this bloke?" He went, "Shut up." And he just talks for, you know, he talked with marbles in his mouth, but then he worked out he's got a bit of a speech impediment in some ways. And I remember I drove him home one day and he would not shut up from the back seat. And I looked at my rear view mirror and there was all perspiration on it. I said, "Where is this coming from?" Yeah, he was like a human sprinkler, but, mate, he was also a trickster. So I got him, the best thing I ever got him, he kept using people's towels after training. And he always used to get mine, and I remember I went back to my dad, and he goes, "Our son hit him with the old one too," and the old one too was a bit of deep heat on the old undies, but I went next level, and I made to see him jumping around with his the Jats crackers on fire. It was probably the funniest thing I've ever seen.
What a story! What a story as a tribute. The old deep heat in the undies then went in deep heat onto the towel. That is an amazing story.
Mate,
we do have to talk to Sledger, don't we, Spud? He was he's been acclaimed today the best sledger ever.
Yeah. I've got to give it. I've got to give him the gold medal. As I said, when I went to Manly, I've also played with him at South and Manly. I actually asked Bozo who you're signing. He said, "Dave Gillespie and Terry Hill." And I said, "I'll sign." He goes, "Do you want to know about the money?" I said, "No, mate, I just want to play footy. I want to win a comp." Because I knew Terry would be the person out in the outside centre just giving it to him, mate. You never heard things like it. Like, you know, talk about PC now, right? Mate, he wouldn't be off for weeks. He'd be off for months. He was world class. He was world class, but as a player, that's how we all build up Manly. You know, you worry about your opposition, so you worry about your number four, you worry about your number 10, and at the end of the game, you end up winning it. So, Terry did a fantastic job for us, especially with Craig Inglis out the back. He was a fantastic one.
You spoke passionately, magnificently last night on NRL Tonight about Terry Hill. Spud, we know that you had this running battle famously with Paul Harrigan, but it wasn't just Spud and the Chief. Did Terry one day take on the Chief as well?
Oh, he used to take on anyone. He'd take on his grandmother. <It's unbelievable. laughs> That's how he was built. He used to stir the hell out of the Chief. But that was all our makeup. Like, but at the end of the day, that was game time. When it was time to come off the field, we were mates. We toured together. Well, you talk about the Chief. We're in New South Wales sides together. So but that's game time. You've got to do, it's mind games. You're out there to beat your opposition, not only physically, but also mentally. But Terry sometimes did go a little bit far. I said it's not good for radio.
No. We've told a few today. There have been things said, and Matty referred to poor old Clinton Torpy. I think it's documented today in one of the Telegraph stories. I think Richie wrote the story. Poor old Clinton Torpy was just verbaled into submission that he was taken off the field before halftime. And even when he's sitting on the bench, Terry was still sledging him from the field. while he's on the bench. This is going next level. Anyway, but just on the playing ability, he was tough. Mm. He could back it up. And his attack and defensive record. I mean, he was the equal. He was every bit Origin and a player at Test level. He was an elite player, Terry Hill.
Yeah, the main thing for a big man, Voss, he had speed. Like, he was very, he's a big human. He would have been 105 kilo, but he got off his left foot and then right step. He goes through flying through the gap. So, he's going to be sorely missed. I feel sorry for his family. His kids, and like I said, mate, way too young, 52. Oh my God. Rest in peace, Terry.
Spud, you don't play three grand finals and win the 96 Premiership with a player and not have a close bond and know him well. What was the relationship like with you and Terry? And just take us behind that 96 Premiership at Manly that you and Terry Hill shared.
To lose a grand final in 95, Matty was, yeah, they say you got to lose one to win one, mate. You stick it up your ass, it hurts. I wanted to win all three, but we only had a short turnaround. We got back into training, and it was all defensive mode. But the best thing about that, we had like a fatties group. They talk about players getting punished too much, and they're having a bit of a whinge these days with regards to the Canterbury bloke, which I don't know what's gone on there, but we used to have a fat squad, so any bloke who was over 100 kilo had to do extras, and we used to get bashed. But what happened, all the backs end up going to training with us doing the extras, and that was under Terry Hill. He sort of said, okay, boys, if they're doing it, we're doing it. So that was our thing in 96, play for your mate. If your mate's in trouble, help him out. And it's, such a great day today. We're talking about Anzac Day. That's how it was.
Thanks for coming on to help us celebrate the life of Terry Hill. As you said this week, Anzac Day, such a special day for Australia. And you, Mark, you would have loved to play on Anzac Day, but am I right in thinking you didn't get that chance?
Nah, man, we never had this. These guys are so lucky. It wasn't celebrated, in the terms of what they do now. And, man, I get jealous every time I watch these games. I can just imagine me hearing the trumpet playing him out, and he does the silence of the crowd. And I think all you'd see would be, the camera would be on me 100%, because I'd be absolutely howling. I'm hopeless. I cry watching American Idol, so I'm hopeless.
Mark Carroll, you are also one of a kind, same as Terry Hill, mate. You might want to just hold on the line. We're going to relive some of the highlights of the 96 grand final right now as we go to a break. Mark Carroll, our special guest, paying tribute to the late Terry Hill.
Manly by 12, a converted try on halftime. Down the right, here comes a try, is it? Danny Moore! Danny Moore scores for Manly! 18 points to 2.
And they just couldn't hold on any longer.
Now the last 5 seconds. Cliffy Lyons finishes up with the football. The 1996 Grand Final is over. Manly have beaten St George.